Time now for your letters. The story by Deborah Amos on the first Iraqi officer to graduate from the U.S. Army's Ranger School prompted Donald Walkup of Tuckahoe, New York, to write, "How this qualifies as a major improvement in the Iraqi Army escapes me. If this brave individual lives long enough, his most likely fate will be similar to the many Vietnamese officers who have fled to the U.S. following the collapse of the puppet government we left behind when we pulled out of Vietnam. A sad waste." Many of you wrote to us about Ivan Watson's piece on the Kongol dogs of Turkey. The sheep-herding dog is so much a part of that country's heritage that the government has allocated money to protect the breed's distinctive characteristics. We heard from many Kongol owners and breeders who all enjoyed the story but said that we were incorrect to refer to the dogs as white. Kongol dogs are fawn, tan, cream, or gray, but not white, writes Kathy Lambert of Fallbrook, California. Lambert is a board member of the Kongol Dog Club of America, so she knows. We have one correction to make. In his May 7th commentary, Daniel Shore referred to Britain as the oldest democracy. Though there are conflicting claims from different countries, it appears that the Isle of Man probably holds the record for the oldest continuous democracy. Their bicameral legislature, the Tinval, was formed in 979 A.D., and is still meeting today. The Isle of Man is not part of the United Kingdom, though it is a crown possession and itself governs its internal affairs. The Magna Carta, the source of British democracy, was issued in 1215 A.D. Correct us, compliment us, criticize us, write to us. Go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. In the body of your message, please tell us how to pronounce your name and where you live. One final note, our editorial assistant and utility infielder, Claudine Ibade, is playing her last game for Weekend Edition Sunday today. She's moving back to Boston to play for the WBUR news team and to reacquaint herself with the Green Monster at Fenway Park. We will miss her spunk and her family stories, but our loss is Beantown's gain. Take care, kiddo.